Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
Hi, my name is Mark, and I'm here with Kylie Walczak, Cyclovia Tucson coordinator. Welcome, Kylie.
Thanks, Mark.
We are here to talk about Cyclovia, the upcoming event. Tell us a little bit about it, would you, Kylie?
Sure. So if you've never been to Cyclovia before, it's an event where we open streets to people, and people are invited and welcome to use any form of non-motorized transportation on our public streets that they please. So yes, we're closing streets to cars. That's one way to look at it. But the glass half full way to look at it is that we're also opening streets to people. The route is lined with all kinds of creative and engaging activities that are designed to get people to talk to one another.
Yeah, so what can people expect to see this fall at Cyclovia?
We have a new route this fall, second new route of the year, and it's connecting people from the Miramonte neighborhood. So the Bookman Sports Exchange, Whole Foods on Speedway parking lot is going to be an area filled with activities, a zip line, DJs, food trucks, local sales going on at the businesses there, and people can hop onto the route and ride it through Miramonte up to the Palo Verde neighborhood, and it ends or terminates on one end at the Tucson Botanical Gardens.
And I understand that the Tucson Botanical Gardens is going to be open and it's going to be for free.
Yeah. So thanks to the support of the Stonewall Foundation, admission to the Tucson Botanical Gardens is going to be free during Cyclovia, which means that anybody who goes there can see that blockbuster Frida Kahlo art garden life exhibit that's going to be installed throughout the grounds of the Botanical Garden.
What do you think is the most important thing about Cyclovia?
What Cyclovia is starting to really represent for Tucson is not so much even a celebration of transportation, alternative transportation, or even exercising and healthy lifestyles. While all those things are important, Cyclovia has really become about celebrating the unique identities of the neighborhoods that host the event. Since we have moved this event around to different parts of town, number one, more residents in Tucson have learned about the event and have gotten excited about it because they've gone and they've experienced the event. But number two, they're seeing it as a way to fill the gap that was left behind by the lack of funding that we used to have available for throwing things like block parties in different neighborhoods. We don't have that funding available anymore, but Cyclovia is an opportunity to do that. So the neighborhoods are really getting on board, and they're using it as an opportunity to introduce the 30,000 plus people who are expected to attend each event to different parts of town and share with them what makes that part of town unique.
That's really cool. Is there anything else you would like people to take away from Cyclovia?
You will be astonished if you attend at how many people you see with just huge grins on their faces all day long. And that's not something we see very often in Tucson when we're all stuck behind the wheel of an automobile. Let's face it, it's not that fun. You don't get to interact with people. And we are social creatures, whether or not you think of yourself as a social creature. Biologically, we're engineered that way. And seeing people out on the streets is just, it's euphoric. I can't explain the phenomenon, but everybody that has gone to this event has said their most favorite part of the event is just seeing everybody smile.
Awesome. Cyclovia Tucson, October 30th. It starts at 10 a.m. and ends at 3 p.m. For more information, you can go to cycloviatucson.org. Kylie, thanks so much for coming in and telling us all about this awesome event.
Thank you, Mark.
Support for KXCI and Pedaling the Pueblo is provided by Ordinary Bike Shop. Located at 311 East 7th Street, Ordinary Bike Shop is proud to be locally owned and operated, offering a full range of biking gear and goods. More information at 622-6488 or online at ordinarybikeshop.com.